Political leaders from around the world have condemned the attacks, expressing their sorrow and anger. Samantha Donovan filed this report.
In Turkey, Muslims protested against the Christchurch attacks. In Washington, D.C., the US President Donald Trump was asked about the massacre by reporters in the Oval Office.
I told the Prime Minister that the United States is with them all the way. We will be there. New Zealand has been a great friend and partner for many years. Our relationship has never been better. And what they're going through is absolutely terrible. Our hearts are with them.
Mr. Trump said he hadn't seen the manifesto of the accused Australian gunman, which praises him as a symbol of renewed white identity and common purpose. He was asked if he sees white nationalism as a rising threat around the world.
I don't really. I think it's a small group of people that have very, very serious problems.
The Queen released a statement saying she'd been deeply saddened by the appalling events in Christchurch. She and Prince Philip sent their condolences to the families and friends of the dead and paid tribute to the emergency services and volunteers providing support to all those who'd been injured. She said her thoughts and prayers are with all New Zealanders. In London, the House of Commons held a minute's silence for the victims. The Prime Minister, Theresa May, described the violence as sickening.
To target Muslims as they were attending their place of worship is despicable.
London's first Muslim mayor, Sadiq Khan, said security would be bolstered at mosques. Speaking after Friday prayers at an East London mosque, he offered his condolences to New Zealanders.
We feel the ripples of hatred. We feel the ripples of fear. And we feel the ripples of sorrow for our brothers and sisters in Christchurch.
The German Chancellor Angela Merkel has been in touch with Jacinda Ardern to send her deepest condolences to all New Zealanders.
Es handelt sich hier um einen perfiden Angriff.
This is a perfidious attack on praying people and their houses of prayer. That is an attack on Muslims. It is therefore an attack on New Zealand's democracy and the open and tolerant society. We share those values with New Zealand. And therefore, we also share the horror and condemn this terrible act.
The UN Secretary General, Antonio Guterres, said he was shocked and appalled by the attacks. He called on people around the world to show solidarity with the bereaved Islamic community.